Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Travis Mallett has made an initial court appearance following his arrest after a police officer was struck by a vehicle allegedly driven by Mr. Mallett. He's accused of possessing ganja on the public beach and attempting to flee from officers as they move to arrest him. The Crown further alleges that Mr. Mallett was driving while not qualified, operating a vehicle that was not roadworthy, and committing the more serious Category B offense of a reckless and negligent act causing injury to a police officer. The officer is understood to have suffered serious injuries to his arm, hand, and legs. The incident occurred around 11:30 a.m. on the 2nd of June when police say they observed Mr. Mallett drop an item suspected to be drugs. When officers attempted to speak with him, he ran and tried to escape in a car, which then struck an officer. Mr. Mallett appeared in summary court today, where the case raised several concerns for Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angelin Hernandez. The court heard that Mr. Mallett, originally from Jamaica, is in the Cayman Islands on a work permit as a domestic helper to his mother, a Caymanian woman, and is responsible for caring for his young sister while his mother is at work. Chief Magistrate Hernandez, noting the presence of CBC officers in the courtroom on unrelated matters, remarked that the information before her suggested Mr. Mallett may be in breach of labor laws. His defense attorney said that while she did not wish to minimize the seriousness of the allegations, Mr. Mallett's actions were not intentional and that he's a man of previous good character. The Crown objected to bail, expressing concern that he would not comply with conditions. However, the magistrate ruled that sufficient restrictions could be imposed without immediate incarceration. Mr. Mallett was granted bail with a local surety of $5,000, a residence requirement at a Georgetown address, a 24-hour curfew, a doorstep condition except for traveling to court, and is subject to an ankle monitor and stop notice at all ports of entry and surrender of any travel documents. He's due back on the 23rd of June, and pleas are expected. In other court news, the trial of Claiborne Willie Ebanks, charged with causing death by dangerous driving, has come to an end for now. The jury was discharged after 2 days of legal arguments before Acting Justice the Honorable Ben Tonner, KC. Such arguments are standard in criminal proceedings, addresses points of law, and takes place without the presence of the jury. As a result, legal arguments are not reported. With the jury discharged, the case is expected to undergo a fresh jury selection at a later date. Mr. Ebanks denies the charge, which stems from a November 2024 collision along Seaview Road in East End that claimed the life of a lab technician. Mr. Ebanks, who later turned himself into police, maintains that someone stepped into the road while he was driving, leading to the collision. In other local news, police say they have now identified the people involved in an altercation at a business on West Bay Road earlier in the week. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
In an update today, the RCIPS said one person received non-life-threatening injuries during the incident on Tuesday, June 2nd, but no assault reports have been filed. Officers say the matter remains under investigation. Police had earlier appealed for help after responding to reports of a fight involving several people near Earth Close who left before officers arrived. At the time, they said their main concern was the welfare of anyone hurt and urged injured parties to seek medical attention and contact the Georgetown Police Station, the confidential tip line, or submit anonymous information through the RCIPS or Cayman Crime Stoppers websites. Those requests for information continue as the investigation remains open. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
With only one item on the agenda, the Central Planning Authority grants conditional approval for International Mall's $40 million application for a commercial and residential complex on Walker's Road in Georgetown. The CPA held an extraordinary meeting on the 6th of May to discuss the matter, which had been before the board 3 times since September 2024. It faces 11 public objections, with neighbors citing concerns about the scale of the project. The board said in its view, quote, objectors did not raise sufficient grounds for refusing permission. The proposal is for a total of 3 two-story commercial buildings and 7 2- and 3-story townhouse buildings. There would also be a pool and a 1-story gym building. The properties are split-zoned neighborhood commercial and low-density residential. You can find the full decision at planning.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Ever wonder what a sea turtle's day looks like? Well, now you can get a real-time look into their comings and goings. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Monday night, while making her way up a Grand Cayman beach, Department of Environment researchers carefully fitted a nesting loggerhead turtle, dubbed Amber, with a satellite transmitter and an acoustic tag.
It's been 20 years since we've run a sea turtle satellite tracking project, so we're very excited that we have this new project, which was funded by the UK government through a Darwin Plus local grant, and which is being sponsored also by local companies.
DOE turtle expert Dr. Janice Blumenthal tells Radio Cayman over the coming weeks, Amber is expected to lay several more nests. And during this time, researchers will use her acoustic tag to learn how female loggerheads move around Cayman waters between nesting events, which habitats they use, and how long they spend in different areas during the nesting season. But there's a bigger mystery. What happens after nesting season is over?
The team has attached an acoustic tag sponsored by the Darwin Plus Initiative to look at local movements. As the turtle swims by acoustic receivers, we'll see where she goes in between nests and how we can protect her in our waters. Then the satellite tag, which is sponsored by K-Brew, will tell us about her international migration overseas so that we can find out what areas and what countries she uses during the rest of her lifespan when she's not nesting.
And you can watch her too.
Department of Environment team is working on the beach every night looking for loggerhead turtles and attaching satellite transmitters. As each transmitter goes online, you can see it on our website at doe.ky/turtle tracker, where we have a live map so members of the public can log on and follow the journeys.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. And the DOE says a second turtle has now been tagged. Watts is sponsored by CUC. And staying with conservation, you're invited to a special World Ocean Day Reefs Go Live screening at the Camana Bay Cinema tomorrow. As Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports, the theme is Coral Reefs and Us, Our Island's Guardians.
Join the Central Caribbean Marine Institute as the team goes beneath the waves for a live, interactive underwater dive to celebrate World Ocean Day at 10 a.m. From the waters of Little Cayman, scientists will break down the essential ecosystem services reefs provide to communities around the world. The episode will end with Mission Save the Reef, inviting participants to take action and become part of the fight to protect reefs for future generations.
Healthy oceans support healthy communities, thriving economies, and resilient ecosystems. World Ocean Month provides an opportunity to celebrate our connection to the marine environment while highlighting the important role science, education, and conservation play in safeguarding our ocean future. When it comes to progressive discussions about sustainability, emotional connection is absolutely key.
CCMI's Kate Holden tells Radio Cayman the action continues on Monday with a special reef lecture, the story of the first coral nursery in the Cayman Islands, at the Cayman Catboat Club at 6 p.m.
CCMI's goal was to increase our conservation impact throughout the remaining years of the UN's Ocean Decade, which finishes in 2030. There is a real opportunity to strengthen scientific understanding and inspire the next generation of ocean stewards.
Both events are free and open to everyone. School groups, especially years 4 and 5, are encouraged to participate. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
You can register for both events by heading to reefresearch.org. Finally tonight, Wednesday marked 1 year since the disappearance of former news journalist Andrel Harris. Mr. Harris was last seen in the Savannah area of Bodentown on the night of the 3rd of June 2025. Despite days of extensive search and rescue efforts by police and other emergency responders and members of the community, Mr. Harris was not found. Police later confirmed the operation had shifted from search and rescue to search and recovery, but Mr. Harris remained missing. Mr. Harris was widely respected for his in-depth reporting on elections, politics, as well as crime and the courts. His media career began at Cayman 27 before he went on to work here at Radio Cayman and then the Department of Communications and later Compass Media. The investigation into his disappearance remains ongoing. Anyone with information is urged to contact police at 949-6555 or 945-4624. An informal gathering in his honor will take place at 5 p.m. at Sunset House tomorrow, June 5th. and is open to friends, colleagues, and the wider public. That brings us to the end of our evening news coverage for this Thursday from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks.